I'm joined now in the studio by Kate Lochte, and on the phone is McCracken County High School football coach Jack Haskins, here to tell us about an evening of excellence with Ray Lewis.
Thank you for being with us today, and I need to share with my audience, which is 40 counties wide, that Coach Jack Haskins is pretty famous, actually, 2007 Kentucky High School Coach of the Year. And you are charged with leadership of a new consolidated school program, and you're opening August 17th. You're putting on an evening of excellence. Would you tell me about it?
Yeah, I sure will. We're having Ray Lewis come in from the Super Bowl champions, his last year playing linebacker, probably one of the greatest linebackers to ever play pro football. And he's going to come here and speak, and he's going to be here that night, the 17th, and he'll speak in our auditorium, and we're looking forward to it. He's a great speaker.
What is the goal for this wonderful visit by Ray Lewis?
Well, we decided that we need to kick off the season with somebody special, and we couldn't think of anybody better than Ray Lewis. And we got him to commit, and he's going to come in here and he's going to talk to all our young kids before the first speech. And we're just looking forward because he's got a great message to give to the kids.
What is that message, Coach?
Well, he's going to basically life. Work hard. Be dedicated. Have good faith. And that stuff. He's going to emphasize exactly what it takes to be a great person and a great athlete.
Well, you're going to laugh at me because I want you to tell us more about his professional career. I can vouch for the fact that he's cute.
Yeah, I'll tell you, if any young athlete would like to play linebacker like he has, well, he's a hitter. He gets after you in football. He does things that. That most athletes can't do, and he's done it for a long time. And just his practice habits and his work ethics and that stuff show exactly what kind of an athlete he was.
How many years did he play with the Ravens?
I believe he played about 17 years. So, I mean, he's played a long time. So he was a great, great linebacker.
So he just retired earlier this year, I understand?
Yes, he just retired. It was his last year, and they won the Super Bowl, and He went out about his best fashion. You go out being the best.
Well, you're used to being the best as well. Let me ask you a question relating to bringing all three schools' teams together. Is part of the strategy of this evening to give everybody a way to get together and have a common experience to open the season?
Yeah, we're going to unite the schools together, and everybody's going to come to that thing, all the McCracken County people, and hopefully people from all over the area will come here to speak, to hear Ray Lewis speak. But we've been working real hard to, get all three schools together and get on the same page and try to make the school open is a great event.
I've talked with a McCracken County resident who was really sad when he went to Reedland's last graduation, and he was talking about how consolidation may limit the experience that some high school kids can have that they could have had at the smaller schools. How are you going to deal with that as a coach?
Well, I won't have a problem because the fact that in football, we carry everybody. We don't cut the squad down. We'll have a complete JV team. We'll have a real strong ninth grade team. And, we'll keep 40 guys on the varsity and 40 guys on the JV and 40 guys on the freshman team. And that'll be more kids participating in football than they have when all three schools were together.
So what are
so our numbers going to increase. And even if you combine Lone Oak and Reed and Heath at one time, you wouldn't get 120 kids playing football in the county.
You've obviously had conversations with your athletes already. How are they taking it?
Oh, it's great. The kids have adjusted. We hadn't had one problem. It's really been great. It's been a great experience for me and a great experience for the kids. We got a great facility out here. Everything is just going beautiful right now.
What do you forecast for the season? Give us your best guess for how it's going to go.
Well, really, that's a hard question to answer right now, but I'll tell you, we'll be very competitive. We've got a great bunch of kids. They've got great attitudes. They're Their work ethic is great. We've got a good scheme. I got great coaches, and it's just a matter of them learning the system. The boys from Roanoke and Heath have to learn our system. And once they get the system down, you know, the sky's the limit. This program is going to get better every year.
So back to Mr. Ray Lewis coming to McCracken County High School, Strawberry Hills Pharmacy Arena, Saturday, August 17th at 7 p.m. Does it cost anything to get in?
Oh, yeah, it costs you to get in to hear him speak. But this is basically it's the upper level is $45. The lower level is $65. And to meet and greet Ray Lewis, it's $125. And they can buy these tickets with credit card if they call the number 270-816-5302. 270-816-5302. And they open up from Monday to Friday from 9 to 5. So, you know, we'd love to have the whole community, you know, support this thing in the whole area, whole Western Kentucky, support this event that we're going to have this excellent evening with Ray Lewis, and it'll be a great, great affair.
Do you know much about the Ray Lewis 52 Foundation?
No, I don't, to be honest with you. I don't know much about it at all, to be honest with you.
Apparently he is building up, providing personal and economic assistance to disadvantaged youth. So he's really diversifying the power of his brand, if you will, and his ethic.
Well, that's great. That's great. That just goes to show you know, what kind of a guy he is.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking the time to speak with WKMS this afternoon, and we wish you all the best.
Oh, I appreciate that, and thank you very much for having us on. And tell everybody all about the Ray Lewis event, okay?
We will.
Thank you now.
Jack Haskins was Kentucky High School Coach of the Year in 2007, and he coaches the McCracken County High School Mustangs to this day.